Welcome in to Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all things gambling, all things money lines, and more importantly, it's your one-stop shop to put some money in your pocket.
You are Locked On Bets, your daily quick-hitting sports gambling podcast brought to you by FanDuel.
What's up? What's up? What's happening? Welcome into another edition of Locked On Bets on this Monday, March 20th, 2023. Your boy Q here, joined as always by my tag team partner. That's Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com. You can find Lee on Twitter at Paramount Sports. And today's episode, like every episode, is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. We'd like to thank you so much for making the show your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the show free and available on all platforms. And Lee, looking back to last week, 3-2 on our outstanding games that we had out there. We won with FAU, College Hoops, Miami top Drake, K-State won. But in the XFL, we have been red hot, lost in the XFL, also lost the UFC fight, which is kind of funny. Gaethje, who's your favorite fighter, won, and we went against him for the first time in a very long time. So 3-2, that's how it goes sometime, but ready to get back at it this week.
Yeah, and to be fully transparent, we had a bunch of times the last couple weeks where I went like, 1-1, and for my service, I won big. Not the case Saturday and Sunday. Now, Thursday and Friday, we won both days in the tournament for March Madness, but Saturday, oh, big donut. 0-4, couldn't buy a break, and 1-2 yesterday. I don't know what it was. I got a real good read on teams, you know, on Thursday and Friday. I studied them, and each night after the games, on Thursday and Friday night, looking at the Saturday and Sunday games, I just had very, very small leans, and I just couldn't come through. So 0-4 on Saturday, March Madness tournament, 1-2 yesterday, need to bounce back there. And the UFC, also really tough card. We put out 7 fights, went 1-6. We did win the championship fight, but as an underdog, 2-1 underdog, but missed our 75-unit play and lost 3. Not 1-2, but 3 split decisions. Just didn't go our way. So overall, okay on the on the podcast, but need to do a better job last 2 days. One in the XFL, actually, for the weekend, 2-1, 1 Thursday, 1 Sunday, lost Saturday, and hockey heating up again. So let's have a real big week this week as we head into the Sweet 16. What was the one game? I think you're going to say Fairleigh Dickinson, but other than Fairleigh Dickinson, that really, you know, you loved watching and enjoyed.
Well, you know, I mean, the whole first couple rounds of the tournament was awesome just because there was so much unexpected. Yeah. I mean, Princeton, you know, they're going to the Sweet 16 now. That's, I mean, you got to give them a lot of credit for that. Yeah. K-State knocking off Kentucky was a fun one for me to watch. I really enjoyed that. Fairleigh Dickinson, like you said, that was fun to watch. There's just so many that just kept you on the edge of your seat. Like even Gonzaga topping TCU, I mean, they really didn't pull away till the end, right? And so, I mean, I was kind of locked in on that one. I thought the tournament has been great so far the first couple rounds. I know it's going to get ratcheted up now since it's the Sweet 16 and these teams are really going to get after each other. But, man, the first couple rounds, I feel like there was so much unknown. And I'll tell you right now, my bracket's been busted since day one. So it's just
– mine's not. You know, it's interesting. So the only team I had going to the Final Four that's not there is Duke. They're not in it. But, you know, I had a final with Texas and Alabama. That's still looking good. So I'm actually looking pretty good as far as my bracket is concerned. I think you had the right answer. There were just so many games. You can't really – maybe Fairleigh Dickinson when a 16 beats a 1 was incredible. But there's so many stories. How about FAU? FAU – you know, had never won a tournament game. So, you know, maybe San Diego State under the radar. You know, they win 2 games. People were discounting them, and they look good in both games. And maybe Duke going out also. I mean, just getting blown out just shows you that you need to have experience. So I think that was one of my mistakes on Saturday. I just thought Duke that had played probably like 8 or 9 great games. You know, when you got a bunch of freshmen against a bunch of seniors, it's going to be tough. So I need to go back to the well there. And I'm really excited about the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight games this week. I will have one tomorrow. I'm going to release one early. But let's hit on some college basketball and some NBA action today.
Yeah, we will. We got a couple CBI games, and we got some NBA action on today's show. We got the hidden gem, the WTF, the wrong team favorite, and we'll hit you with the lock of the day as well. All that is on the way, and we'll get right into it after we tell you about the title sponsor, which is FanDuel. And the tournament, as we mentioned, is really heating up, so it's the perfect time to download FanDuel. It's America's number one sportsbook. New customers will get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet does not win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and it's super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything. Money line, points scored, threes hit in the game. It doesn't matter. FanDuel's got you covered. Plus, they let you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. Don't miss a chance to get your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn to learn about more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. All right, Lee, here we go. Let's get started. Let's roll with the hidden gem, little CBI action. Tournaments played in Daytona, Florida. How about this one? Southern Utah, the Thunderbirds, going up against Rice, the Owls. This is a good one right here. The Thunderbirds, 23-12. Rice is 19-15. FanDuel.com line on this one. Southern Utah minus 6.5 versus Rice. Break this one down for us, Lee.
So when you look at the CBI, you got to say who belongs here and who paid their way in. Southern Utah belongs, and I believe, I'm about 98% sure, you actually have to pay in to get into this tournament. It's being played in Daytona Beach, so the kids are distracted, but Southern Utah beat two pretty good teams, not once, but twice. They beat Utah Tech and Utah Valley. If you follow college basketball, solid teams, and this is a team that I think is scary good offensively. How about this? They've scored more than 90 points 8 times. Mm. They've scored more than 80 points another 8 times. Rice, I think they bought themselves into the tournament. Rice has had problems in conference play. In fact, they've lost not maybe 6 or 8 times. They have lost 10 times in conference play. So did nothing in conference play, and they won the first game against Duquesne, 84-78. Duquesne isn't much. And Southern Utah, I just think that we saw a lot of low-scoring games being played in Daytona. In fact, I believe almost every single game went under. But I think that they scored 72, held Northern Alabama to 50. I think they're going to come out firing here. This might be that game they score 90, 95, 100 points here. Rice bought themselves into this tournament here. They have no business with a 19-15 overall record, a losing record in conference play, playing here. We're going to go with the Thunderbirds, the fabulous Thunderbirds here. I think this is a huge hidden gem here over the Rice Owls.
There it is right there. Nice little hidden gem action. Southern Utah Thunderbirds going up against the Rice Owls CBI tournament. As you mentioned, nice little area, location that they're playing in. A lot of different distractions besides just hoop right there. Daytona Beach, Florida. So there you go. FanDuel.com line again on that one. Southern Utah Thunderbird minus 6.5 versus Rice. That is the hidden gem.
What the
fuck? WTF.
Up next, we got the WTF, the wrong team favorite. We'll turn our attention to the NBA. How about the New York Knicks and the Minnesota Timberwolves? The Knicks come in 42-30. T-Wolves come in 35-37. The Knicks, they're pretty much locked into the fifth seed. The T-Wolves are actually in a three-way tie right now for the ninth seed. New York's won 3 straight. Timberwolves have lost 3 straight. So something's got to give, right? FanDuel.com line on this one. The Knicks minus 8.5 versus the Timberwolves. Break this one down for us, Lee.
Yeah, it's motivation here. Very important when you look at playoff seedings. And the Knicks, they want to be. They want to be in fifth spot. they're not going to get up to the third spot. So they want to play Cleveland in the first round. They play Cleveland in the first round, they can win it. They don't want to keep winning and get up and having to play the Celtics or the Philadelphia 76ers. No way. Whenever you think everything's perfect with the Knicks, they've won 3 straight. They usually fall flat on their face here. Minnesota, looks like they'll have back Anthony Edwards here. It's a big line here. They have been turning the ball over here. So they need to cut back on their turnovers if they want to have a chance here to win this game. So Jalen Brunson's back for the Knicks. That's why you're getting such a high line here. People don't realize that the Timberwolves actually play good defense. 10th, that's right, 10th in defense here. So holding opponents here also to shooting at just 62% at the rim, 10th in the league because of Rudy Gobert. So they've had trouble allowing opposing teams knocking down over 37% of their threes, which is 23rd in the NBA. I don't think that's the Knicks game here. They like to drive it to the rim here, like to get and do something in transition. So I think they're begging you to play the Knicks. The public is going to be all over the Knicks here. We're going to go with the Minnesota Timberwolves here. Wrong team favored as they cover, maybe pull off the shocker against the New York Knicks tonight in the Garden.
There you go. 8.5 points. Feels like a lot of points there. Really, it really does going up against New York, who is very streaky at times. So there you go. New York Knicks -8.5 versus Minnesota. That is the WTF. That is the wrong team. Favorite little NBA action here on this Monday. Still on the way. We're going to turn our attention back to the CBI as there's no tournament games going on, but there is CBI tournament going on. So we'll definitely touch on that with the lock of the day. We'll do it next here on Locked On Bets.
Open it, open it, open it.
Lee has the key to the lock of the day.
All right, Lee, here we go. Let's close things out. Strong lock of the day, CBI tournament action. This one, I feel like we're really digging deep into the crates here. Someone's really going to be impressed by this one. The Charlotte 49ers going up against Wisconsin-Milwaukee Panthers. This sounds like a Sunday afternoon game, right? Sunday afternoon football game, the Niners and Panthers.
Right.
But you got the Charlotte 49ers, Wisconsin-Milwaukee Panthers. The Niners are 19-14. The Panthers are 22-11. FanDuel.com line on this one. The 49ers -6 versus the Panthers. Break this one down for us, Lee.
So, Charlotte, another team I don't think belonged in any tournament. I know they had a 19 overall record, 19-14. But they were 9-11 in conference play. In fact, they finished the season losing their last three games. So this is not a good team here. They did beat Western Carolina the first round of the CBI tournament, but they went on a 10-0 run the final 4 minutes to take the lead and win. I think it was just maybe a lapse by their opponent. But I watched them all season long here. I'm not impressed. I don't think this is a good team at all. Wisconsin-Milwaukee, 22-11, finished 14-6 in an underrated Horizon League conference here. They did lose to Cleveland State in the semifinals, but they opened up play. And if you look at the score, 87-83 in overtime, I think you're saying, wow, they barely beat Stetson. But they were up big. I think they just relaxed here. I think they'll be motivated here. Just think that this team is just so balanced. So they have this kid Freeman. He is really good here. Finished with 43 points in the first game, 10 for 20 shooting. Also gets to the free throw line, likes to drive the ball here, 20 for 22 from the free throw line. Very good team here shooting from the free throw line here. So I think they just relaxed in that game. I think they're the much better team here. When I saw the line, I thought Miss Wisconsin-Milwaukee should be favored by 2 to 3 points here. For maybe the first time ever on a Monday, not a level one, not a level two.
Uh-oh.
We're going all the way up on Monday. It's going to be a huge week for us. Level three lock here, Wisconsin-Milwaukee over the Charlotte 49ers.
Boom, there you go right there, all the way up. Level three lock on one that we had to dig into the crates for again. The Charlotte 49ers and the Wisconsin-Milwaukee Panthers CBI tournament action going on, and we felt like the level three lock is the way to go on a Monday. That is, like you said, maybe for the first time ever. Not mad at that at all. Good stuff as always, Lee. Way to break it down. If anyone wants to reach out to you, get some more information, maybe get some Sweet 16 information from you, what do they need to do?
Okay, so I just lowered the price. If someone joined me on Saturday and Sunday, I feel bad. If they joined before the weekend, they're still up. Or when we started the promotion the first of the week, they're up. So just a horrible Saturday, not a great Sunday. 2-3 overall. So they want to get involved. We're lowering it from $197 to $97. That's right. Through the finals, on Monday, April 3rd, you're going to get our NIT action, our CBI action, March Madness, Sweet 16, Elite 8, and Final Four action with a rating from 10 to 50 units. Also, my top NBA play of the day. You're going to get my top hockey play of the day. You're going to get my top XFL play of the day, where we're 9-3 and we've won all 5 weeks. And looking for the bounce back in the UFC, my top UFC selection this and next weekend, $97, ParamountSports.com.
There it is right there. Now you know exactly where to place your money and who to place your money on. Make sure you download and follow Locked On Sports today. My guy Peter Bukowski does a great job each and every day breaking down the action and, of course, hitting you with the biggest headlines in sports. And myself and Lee will be back here tomorrow on Locked On Bets, continuing to help put a little bit of extra money back in your pocket. Again, thanks so much for making Locked On Bets your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the show free and available on all platforms. For my guy Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com, on Twitter at Paramount Sports, I'm your boy Q. You can find me on Twitter as well, at your boy Q254. This is Locked On Bets, brought to you daily by FanDuel.com, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.